Blog Talk Radio.
L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love, is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Psychic Tapestries Love Show. I'm Ken Kessler. She's Tony DeMeo, and she's Julia Hoffman. Hi.
Happy Friday, everyone. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Wow, a whole bunch of people on the phone already. We are live. It is Friday, February 9th, the last Friday before Valentine's Day. And phone lines are open, 347-838-9903 is the number. There are a bunch of people on the phone already, so sooner is better than later if you wanted to call in and talk to us. Chat room is open also. If you're listening on the Blog Talk Radio website, you can scroll down, pop in the chat room, and join us there. And again, I mention this often, that I think this is only this only works from your computer. I don't think this works from phones and tablets and stuff. So if you get in there from your phone or tablet or device, whatever, let me know and I'll correct that. But I do think it's just from the website. Social media is another way you can connect. Facebook.com/psychictapestry, at Psychic Tapestry on Twitter. And you can go to our website, psychictapestry.com. And in the lower right, you'll see a little blue box that says send us a message, and you can connect that way as well. Phone's always the best because you're going to have follow-up questions for us. We may have them for you, and the back and forth of this conversation is easier on the phone than it is through social media or through the chat room. But you could be working, or you could be somewhere that doesn't allow you to call in, or maybe you don't want to be on the radio, or maybe something else that we haven't even thought about. But whatever it is, that's why those other options are available to you. And while you're at psychictapestry.com, you'll notice one of the choices is get a reading. And that's another option for you as well. You can click that and you can connect with Tony or Julia or me or any of the folks who do shows here at Psychic Tapestry and arrange a private reading, so that you can delve into more than what we'll be able to do on the radio, certainly, with our mini readings. And it can be more personal and certainly more private. You won't be on the radio, so nobody else will hear. And you can do it at a time that's convenient for you, which I imagine is especially important if you're listening to this as a podcast and the show's already over. So that's another way to go. So hi, how you doing?
So hi,
we're good. Hi.
I got all of that stuff out of the way, and I'm like, phew. Okay.
Good.
Oh, how's it going?
Did good.
Thanks. We like to kick things off talking about gratitude and expressing our gratitude because it's so important, and we're very grateful that you have tuned in today, clicked in, or whatever the right word is, because you guys make it a show. We have a great time talking to one another, and but you're calling in and talking to us really makes it into a show, and we are very grateful that you're there. You know, we're grateful that you're there even if you don't call in. Just the energy of you joining with us whether you're joining with us live or the podcast, it really means something to us. We're very appreciative. And we're grateful that you stay connected to us between the shows on social media, liking and retweeting and sharing and repinning and all of that stuff. It means a lot. And we like to mention everybody by name that has been so kind as to hang out with us and stay connected with us. It just means a lot. And Tony, I always throw it to you first, so today will be no different.
Okay.
You have a list. You ready to go?
I sure do. I am ready. Okay. I am ready with gratitude. I'm grateful every morning when I wake up, and I always say, thank you, God, for another day. Because at this age, it's really a gift. It truly is. And I'm very grateful for all the people on social media that give us love and validation and kindness and cheerleading. And I'll start with these wonderful people. Bobby Gagliardi, Stephanie Colangelo, Gay Weintraub, Donna Southard, Athea Hahn, Amy Goldstein, Mel in Texas, Pat and Sandy Young, Jeff Davis, Jose Vela, Jennifer Howard, Winisha Devon, Judith Tomaroon, Alan Tran, Tina Rufino, Mary Walker, Rose Sullivan, Amanda Penner, Graciela Contreras, Mike Lux, Susan Coutrere, Peggy Cooper, Debbie Devine, Mary Brito, Junior Mateo, Nana Dado, Andrea Nitz Javel, Felipe Hernandez, Maria Nunez, Rosa Rios, Earl Biddle, Braylon Inabinay, Janet Flores, Y. Welker, Michelle Montilla, Kim Hun, Barb Blankenship, Sierra Merrifield, Chris McGowan, Jean Mayer. Did I say John Federico? I have John Federico on here. I may have said him earlier, but I'll give him two. Martha Green, Rose Sullivan, Bobby Freeman, Robin Shelp, Nora Chapa, Mattia Crawford, Lisa Marie Love, and Rebecca Mosshart. Thank you so much. We love you. Thank you for the shares, for the comments, and for all of the likes and the love hearts. Thank you.
Yeah,
and happy Valentine's Day to all of you, which is coming soon. Yeah.
Yeah, it sure is.
And I wish you all love. And I'm done.
Thank you.
You're
okay.
Welcome.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Julia?
Nope. Yes, of course. Thank you. Oh, goodness. Wow, that list grows and grows every week. I love that. Thank you. Thank you for this moment. Thank you for this breath. Thank you for this life. Thank you for this delicious peppermint tea that I'm drinking during the show.
Yes.
Thank you to Blog Talk. Thank you for having this platform so we can reach out to all of you and we can connect on this level. And thank you to all of you who are currently on the line, those of you in the chat room, and those of you that listen to the replay. We love you. Thank you. We do appreciate it. We appreciate all of the shares and the likes and the retweets. Thank you for being a part of this consciousness of pure love and pure light. That's what we're here to do, shine our light brighter and brighter and to remember our divine essence, which is pure love. And thank you to Tony and Ken. Thank you for being here. Thank you for having this show. I love doing this show with both of you. And I'd also like to say, you know, a special, especially grateful for our pets in our life because, you know, nothing reminds you of that unconditional love like pets do. And, might I add, that they also do remind you when there might be some not-so-kind energies around. Let's put it that way. So thank you, a special thank you for your pets, too. You know, I mean, if they growl or around, they raffle, their hair stands up on, you know, you can tell.
Wonderful.
You can tell. So it's nice. It's nice to have that that kind of balance. And so thank you. Thank you to the pets. So I also always like to share this beautiful prayer It's called the Morning Song, and you can sing it. You can use it as an affirmation. I like to use it as an affirmation, and it's all about gratitude. So here it goes, and I just invite you, if you're able to, safely, close your eyes, take some deep breaths, and really just tune into your heart space and allow these words of gratitude to just wash over you. From the God, Goddess of my being, I give forth thanks for the love that I am, for the love in my life, and the love that surrounds me. Thank you. Thank you for the miracle of life that I am, and thank you for the miracle of life I see reflected all about me. Thank you for the gift of life that I am. Thank you for this perfect body, my health, and well-being. Thank you. Thank you for the abundance that I am, and thank you for the abundance I see reflected all about me. Thank you for the riches and the richness of my life, and thank you for the river of money which flows to me and through me. Thank you. Thank you for the excitement and adventure of the millions of wondrous possibilities and wondrous probabilities. Thank you. Thank you for the wonderment. Thank you for the joy. Thank you for the beauty and harmony. Thank you for the peace and tranquility. Thank you for the laughter, and thank you for the play. And thank you for the privilege of serving and sharing the gift that I am. I am that I am. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And over to you, Ken.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I have another great big long list of folks, and I'm just absolutely so humbled. And I'm also certain that I've missed people because it is a great big giant list. So if you were so kind as to like or share or retweet or repin something for us and you don't hear your name, please understand it's not intentional. It's just social media doesn't always show us everything. And sometimes some of that stuff falls through the cracks, and it's not intentional. We love you, and we sure do appreciate you. For the stuff that I did get to see, thank you to Olivia T, Pearl F, Libby C, Loretta E, Brenda G, Jenny and Vicky at Psychic Oz, Adrienne B, Margot P, the folks at ExpertPsychics.com, Tori H, Jesse W, Lisa G, Nellie C, the folks at Awesome Pets, Teresa L, Peggy D, Stalker A, Carolyn S, the folks at Canadian Psychics, Marlena M, Evelyn G, Vera H, Leah R, Kimberly A, Elise B, Ruby A, Ruth M, Jan D, Christine H, Karen H, the folks at Kasamba Reviews, Annie E, Elizabeth A, Tricia C, Crystal W, Rosemary F, Tony D, Michelle A, Lisa K, Stephanie C, Liz P, Carol W, Kara D, Rebecca B, Allison F, Lisa Marie L, Brian W, Georgia V, Brian B, Patricia M, Cheryl G, and the folks at Mystic Isle. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, since Valentine's Day is coming up, just in case you didn't know, haven't been beaten over the head with that yet. and this is the last love show before Valentine's Day. We should probably talk about love stuff.
Yeah.
Which is so unusual for us.
Yeah.
If you would like to send any gifts, I prefer flowers.
Tony Penn. There you go. I prefer good deeds. Good deeds.
Good deeds. Oh, very good one.
Yeah. Give me some good deeds.
You know, a lot of times we get calls from people who are looking for love. When's love going to show up? When's the next relationship coming?
Right.
And I feel like a lot of times that's all they know to say, that they haven't really thought beyond that. And I'm not picking on anybody. I think that it's that they're tired of being alone. And you see Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan get together, and you want that. And you don't really know what that looks like for you, but you just want to be happy. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I think it's easier to find happy when you have a better idea of what you're looking for. Tony, you...
Yes, and if I might say something, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier to find that greater happiness with another when you have happiness of your own. I know that's something we keep talking about, but happiness is really a decision. It's just a way of looking at the world and seeing each day as an opportunity, and you know, a blank canvas, so to speak. And I pulled three cards out of James von Prague's Love deck, The Power of Love. And I think they're really, really good for everyone listening. These are for all of you listening. Joy. Delight in the love of life. And bring a spirit of fun to all that you do. This is the best way to attract love. Through the power of love, you release any stagnant situations or energy in order to transform your heart space, to make you ready to receive love and to give it on that higher level. And understand that the love that you share with others is amplified and it has a ripple effect across the universe. So anytime you lend a helping hand, you say a kind word, you smile at someone who looks frightened or just upset on the street and they smile back, you've spread some love. And that's very powerful. And the more love you practice in your everyday life, the more love you will attract. It really, really works. And, Ken, was there something else specific you wanted to mention to me?
No, you and I were just talking before the show started, and you had what I would say is some good stuff to say about.
Oh, okay. Then I'll tell them about that.
Search for love. Yeah.
Okay. Yes, I was driving Gabriel to school because Gabriel lives here now. There's no problem with his mom. It's just that he wanted to be in the Katy School District. And his mom is still only 5 minutes away, and all his little brothers and sisters. He's back and forth, but he does stay here. And I guess the room service is really good here, and also the chauffeur service. So I was driving into school this morning, and we put the radio on, and there was the show. And I don't know who the people were. I really don't, or I would quote them specifically. But they were talking about the different complaints that this woman love expert gets from her female clients. And she said things like, well, I have two or three dates, maybe five, maybe I'll go out with somebody for a couple of months, and then it just fizzles out. And they don't know what they're doing wrong. Well, almost in every instance, when she looks farther into it and questions them and gets to know them, she realizes it's because they're so eager to be known, to be seen, that they're not listening and really getting to know the other person or making the other person feel accepted and validated and appreciated. So I thought that wasn't just for women. That's for men and women. Because sometimes when you're on a new date, you get all nervous and maybe you do talk a little too much. And it's very important sometimes to be quiet and listen and build a natural conversation off of that. I think maybe a lot of it is just in your approach as to how you approach each date. It's an opportunity to make a new friend. And if love happens, all the better. But you should all relax when you go on a date and just be yourselves. That's the best thing you can do. And have fun. And that will really help. It'll go a long way. And then Ken and I were talking about the Oprah thing. Oprah said that the unifying characteristic of every person that ever went on her show, and all those shows she did, we all know, was that they just wanted to be heard. They wanted to be known. And that goes back to what I heard today on the radio. That's really what we all want. We want to connect with each other. And we are connected, whether we know it or not, just by being human. So that's my little bit, and I said it, so let me open the floor to someone else. Relax, enjoy, and be happy, and love will come.
Well, the other thing that I want to touch on, at least, is that in addition to the calls that we get that I mentioned of from people who I'm ready for love, but they don't really know what that means. The other thing is the when's he coming back or when's she coming back calls.
Oh, that one, yes.
And yes. And it's interesting because I get messages through music and I have a player that has thousands and thousands of songs on it, and I started randomly playing before we get started, and just as we started this conversation, the song that came up was a song by the group Foreigner called "That Was Yesterday," and I think how appropriate, because if for whatever reason your relationship did end, whether you're on a break or whether it's ended, there is something, especially about coming up on Valentine's Day, that makes us very nostalgic and remember all the good times.
Yeah.
And wonder, God, you know, things were so good. When is, if only she'd give me another chance, or maybe I should be giving her another chance. And sure, maybe, but if you live your life marking time like that, waiting for something to come back to you, you're missing out on your life.
Right.
And you have to love yourself. You have to enjoy your life. And what I always suggest is that if you are fortunate enough to have some friends that you can get together and go out with, that's terrific. If not, some people from the office, or just go out by yourself and go do something that you love to do. Think about doing things that you love to do, that you enjoy. And the end game should not be attracting someone. The end game should just be enjoying your life. And when you do that, you send that energy out there. And that gives somebody else a chance to see you shining. And they say, I don't know who that person is, but I want to get to know them better. And that will happen. But it shouldn't be that you're going to, okay, I'm going to go out and I'm going to sing karaoke with my friends. And then at the end of the night when it didn't happen, you're like, well, this was a bust. That shouldn't be that shouldn't be your mindset on that. It should be that I had a great time out with people I like, and we were doing something I enjoy, and I was having fun. And you work on yourself that way. And this is the wonderful thing about that. If this person from your past is going to come back, great. You have so much more to offer them now and so much more to share. That's wonderful. If that doesn't happen, you're still happy. You're moving forward. You're attracting new things to you. So it's win-win, but it's got to start with you. You got to do those kind of things. And don't waste your life waiting, because you're going to turn around and you're going to be 50, 70, 90, and everything, and your life is gone, and you wasted it waiting, hoping that some person that you went out with in your 20s is going to suddenly track you down and get back, and you miss your whole life. Don't let that happen.
True.
Love yourself enough to be good to you, because you deserve it. You rock.
I agree.
And if this person from your past doesn't recognize that and want to be with you, too bad. It's their loss.
Mm-hmm. Let it go.
Let it go.
That's right. Let it go.
And, you know, I would just say, Tony and Ken, I mean, such great advice. And I would just add to that, too, that for all of our beloveds and lovers out there, especially with Valentine's Day coming up, it's whether, you know, you're in a partnership or you're not, regardless, if there's something that you really want in a relationship, such as flowers, such as going to a movie, such as a very sweet love letter, write the letter to yourself. Get yourself some flowers. If you want to go see a movie, go to the movies. You can do all of these things. And there's really, honestly, there's no excuse. With all of the community groups that are out there, with the meetup groups, you can find plenty of like minds to share that kind of intimacy with if you want to, you know, go out and about and enjoy those kinds of things with others. And as you were saying, once you cultivate that love within yourself, that when the law of attraction comes into play, and that's mm-hmm. when, like a magnet, it's attracted to you all things that are full of love. If you're constantly sending out that vibration, I am love, I am peace, I am joy, I am happy, then mm-hmm. people are attracted to that, just like Christmas yes. lights. We all love Christmas lights. Why? Because, honestly, that's what's inside of us. That's the truth of who we are, pure light, pure love. And the other interesting thing that I wanted to just comment on is Valentine's Day. It's kind of like, what is it, Sweetest Day we have as well in America? Sweetest Day? Uh-huh. I think that's another holiday, which is, you know, a lot of people say it's a Hallmark holiday where they just try to get more money out of you. But I just encourage you to express that every day. Yes, it's fantastic to have a special day to tell those that you care about and that you love how much you love them and show them how much you care and love about them. Yet, when you do it on a regular basis, I mean, yeah. I think that that's bringing in even more miracles and more magic into your life.
I agree. Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I hope this doesn't sound like we're lecturing, or that we're trying to bring you down, because I know it's tough when you're looking for somebody. When you're missing someone, and you're inching your way through February, and Valentine's Day is coming, and you can't go anywhere and escape it. The little red hearts and the cards and the cupcakes and the cookies are everywhere. The grocery stores, you can't escape it. But don't let it make you sad, because every day is a chance for you to love you, to take care of you, and to send that energy out into the universe. And that's pretty darn terrific.
It is. And, you know, just also share, as Tony and Ken, as you were sharing, I was thinking of, you know, even just that, even if you don't say it, when you are emitting that frequency and that love, other people receive it. We're all energy. I was thinking of, we here in Austin, we have a lot of homeless people, and they like to stand on the corner, you know, when you're at the light, and they usually have their sign. they're very kind, you know, they're non-abrasive, but there's one individual who he stands, you know, and he has this little sign like, God bless, peace, you know, like that's on his sign, and that's it. And every time I pass him, I just give him the peace sign, and he gives me the peace sign, you know? I think that is just, I'm not giving him any material items. I there's no effort there for me, really. I mean, maybe, yeah. I guess, physically, I'm holding up my hand, but it's really just peace. That's it.
Yeah.
And he says, peace back. And I think that that connection is so profound in that moment. And even not only that we are sharing it, but we are also emitting that vibration all around. There's other people who are seeing it. There's other people who are picking it up. And maybe someone else is like, I don't know why, but I feel compelled to stop and say, I love you to this person, or to just wave, even just wave at this person. Like you said, a simple smile is so uplifting. And we're all connected. Yeah, we're all connected and we're all one. A smile, and how much does a smile warm your heart and uplift you when you see that on anyone? You know, mm-hmm. you don't even know if there's people over there and they're laughing hysterically and you have no idea what they're laughing at, but you want to laugh, right? Because it looks fun.
It does. Great.
It's contagious, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So there. So be good, or Santa Valentine's not going to come see.
So turn that frown upside down. What'd you say, Ken? No. I missed it.
said, so be good, or Santa Valentine's not going to come see you.
Come see you.
Yeah.
Listen, wait, I've got a good ending here. I've got a good ending. My Louise Hay calendar for the month of February says, this month I focus on love and gratitude. I allow love to flow through me and out into the world at large and watch as it comes back to me tenfold. And I take the opportunity to express my thanks at every turn, knowing that life will give me even more to be grateful for. Kind of sums up what everybody said.
Yes,
true. Yep.
Yeah.
Louise Hay knew her stuff. Yep.
She sure
did.
And I hope that all this didn't sound like we're picking on you. But you know, you don't have to. You don't have to wait for the 14th of February to celebrate love, whether you have it or, you know, I almost said whether you have it or you don't. You know what? That's a crock, because everybody has love.
Yes.
You may feel like you don't, but you do, and you are loved.
That's right.
And be good to you. And if there's no ifs, I don't want to beat a dead horse. I'm going to take some calls and see if we can help some people.
Yeah.
347-838-9903 is our number. Thanks to everybody who's been patiently holding. We really are going to get to you in just a sec, but we have to explain ourselves, who we are, why we're here, what we're going to do. So Tony, who are you? Why are you here? And what are you going to do?
Okay, I'm Tony DeMeo, Reiki master, author, and psychic. And for tonight, I'll be doing angel guide connection readings, where I tune in through my guide to your guide and give you the advice that they want you most to hear. That's pretty much what I do, and I do it intuitively through all of the psychic gifts of clairvoyance, clairsentience, clairaudience. And I also turn over various cards on the desk, oracle cards, angel cards, a lot of Doreen Virtue and James von Prague. And I that to me is confirmation for what I want, what I'm thinking or what I'm getting psychically. So that's my confirmation before I tell you. It kind of all flows. So that's what I'm doing tonight, and I'm grateful to do it. And can't wait to get started. Yay.
And Julia?
I'm Julia Hoffman. Hi, everyone. Happy Friday again, and happy February. Happy Valentine's Day. I'm a transcrystal healer, NLP practitioner. I'm a certified crystal healer and also hypnotherapist. And what I will be doing this evening, similar to what Tony and Ken, our music and two, shortly will be telling you as well, is tuning into spirit, asking my angels and guides and ascended masters and master teachers to connect here, having our higher selves speak to each other. And I ask that all of the messages and information come through for the highest good of all involved. So that really just opens up the channel for us to connect on a higher level, not a smaller self level, higher self level. And then I have, I get messages from spirit. I see images, pictures. They show me things, direct me towards things. Sometimes they even, you know, will conjure up kind of images and thoughts of something similar that happened to me in the past that relates to your situation. And I have oracle cards, and of course I have crystals. And I always like to say too, you know, take what you want and leave the rest. If there's something that's not working for you, then that's okay. Be discerning. You know yourself better than anyone else. And I would just encourage you to really embrace that advice and take that with you no matter where you are in life. If you're getting a reading or at a job interview, dealing with family, always check back in with yourself and make sure it makes sense for you and to you. Because this whole, this life is all about really probabilities. If you decide to take a left instead of taking a right on the way home, you're going to see many different things, and you're going to encounter and have many different experiences than you would if you would have gone the other way. So just remember that and know that we're just tuning into spirit and giving you what they're giving us at this point in time to help you along this journey. And
I think, the other thing that I do want to say, I want to remind everyone, if you did not hear the show last week, or if you did, regardless, we are in the energy of an eclipse right now. So what that means is, please just be aware that whatever in your life is being eclipsed, if you will, or leaving, it is being divinely orchestrated. And whatever is staying in your life is, again, being divinely orchestrated. So please just have faith and trust that these big, powerful energies, this is an energy that hasn't been here in 150 years. So really just know how powerful it is and just be mindful of those things that are coming in, staying, or leaving your life. Trust and have faith that it's all meant for a higher good for your particular life purpose and mission. And with that, I'm all finished. Over to you, Ken.
Okay. Hi, I'm Ken Kessler. I fly the plane here and push the buttons. And I'm also a medium and music intuitive, and I mentioned earlier, I get lots of messages through music, and I have my psychic jukebox going, my player with thousands of songs on it, and when you call in, I'll take a look and see what song is playing, and let's see if we can figure out what it means for you. I ask my guides and my angels and to connect with yours and give me the song that is the message for you. And one thing about messages that they do like to remind everyone is that sometimes the way it works is that spirit or angels will use our frames of reference, our what's in our head, to get us to say what you need to hear. And it may not be exactly what we say, but it, whatever it is that we say might be the thing that triggers the message for you. So if, like I have a deck of cards that I made, and the tower card is Frank Sinatra, That's Life. And I could tell you that, and I could tell you what I think it means for you, but Frank Sinatra or the song That's Life could have a different personal meaning for you that's not the same as what I said, and that's valid. Absolutely valid. Sometimes that's just the way it works, and that's true of any kind of reading that you get. So if Tony or Julia or if I say something to you and you get an instant click on something else, that counts. That's just how it works sometimes. Also, we're not doctors and we're not lawyers and we're not lots of things. So if you have a question that needs some sort of expertise beyond what we can do, we're going to try and guide you in the right direction to get the expertise that you need. So we're not going to tell you to sign a contract or to take a job or quit a job or stop taking your medications or get married or get divorced or move or stay or get in the market, get out of the market, any of those kind of things. We're not going to do that. And really, would you want somebody on the radio to tell you that? No, you wouldn't. So with all of that said, and it was a lot, I know, 347-838-9903 is our number. Hi to everybody in the chat room. And let's start taking some calls. Hi, thanks so much for hanging on. What's your first name?
Hi, Ken. Hi, Tony. Hi, Julia. This is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. How are you?
Hi, happy. I'm great. Happy Valentine's Day. Wow, you guys really, I'm enjoying all of this. And I'm loving it. I'm in my 60s, and my children are all grown up and adults, and I am excited about this phase of my life and somebody new coming in. What do you all feel? And you know something? One thing I want to say really quick, what you said was just so spot on about doing things that make us happy, just small little things. Doesn't have to be anything major. You know, being good to ourselves, it makes us happy, raises our vibration, and it attracts. And I love that, what you were saying. Awesome.
You have a wonderful energy. You're just vibrant, Lynn. It's wonderful to talk to you. Where are you calling from?
Currently, I'm in California, but I will be relocating to Tennessee. And so that's kind of like part of the question. Do you all feel that this person is there? Or I also have like a social media. Have I kind of connected somehow? Or, you know, do you feel that he's there? What do you kind of feel about that? Yes.
Okay. Who wants to go first? Is anybody feeling moved to go first?
I feel like you got something, Tony.
I'm liking Tennessee.
Yes,
the vibe. I'm feeling that you're going to have some good times there. I see you dancing, like the country dancing. Do you like to dance?
I do, and guess what? I did. I got my cowgirl boots, and I'm already wearing them. I'm already wearing them.
I was going to add, I saw you with the hat and the outfit, also the boots. Oh, you're going to hit that place by storm. I do think that you're going to definitely do very well there, because you're very open. You're wide open, and you're very loving. You're ready. You are so ready, and you're just giving that love no matter what. And I can feel it. It just pours out of you. And the luckiest man. I mean, I can't believe you don't walk. You can walk down the street and not have men start to chase you down the street.
Well.
It does happen, doesn't it? You're just very selective, I think. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true.
Yes. Well, I think you're going to get your big old cowboy. That's what I think. Very tall. I can feel a tall cowboy with a big hat. I like it. Tennessee feels good. Feels fun. Are there mountains near where you're going to be?
Yes. Actually, there are. Yes. Mountains.
Beautiful mountains. Oh, my goodness. And a lot of outdoor activity. Do you ride horses?
You know, I love horses. And what's so funny is that I've been really feeling attraction towards horses and photos of horses and all this energy about horses. So I've never ridden before, but I'm open for it.
Oh, coming. That's coming. I think this man may have some type of a ranch or a horse place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It might even be race horses. I'm not sure, but it's something like that. Something that has to do with, there are lots of horses. I see a corral.
Yeah.
And you're up on the fence looking and just loving every minute of it. Yeah, I'm really feeling that. Now let me turn a card over here and see what this is coming up with.
Okay.
You've been researching where you're going tremendously.
Yes.
You're going to put all this knowledge into action. Also, as happy and as wonderful as you are, and your energy and your vibrations up so high. But it wasn't always that way, was it?
That's so true. It's just the last, I've done a lot of work. You're so right. I have a younger daughter who's helped me with that, Yellen. And I, you know, she said a lot of the things that you all were saying, and that's how I've learned so much. And I've done a lot of work for about a year. I mean, I've gone really, really deep, and it's just really been like a really deep something, you know, but...
I believe it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now,
you're right.
Your angels are asking me to reassure you that the worst is behind you.
Okay.
And they want you to relax and feel safe, because this next part of your life, as you said, as you're affirming, so it will be. They're saying this is the best time of your life. And victory for you. You just got the victory card. Your desires are all coming to fruition. They want you to keep up the good work. So they're validating that you have done this work on yourself. Do you do anything like yoga or some type of a regular exercise?
I do. You know, I've been really, really looking into starting to do yoga, and but I do like stretches. Yeah, I'm doing stretch and and the meditations and all of that.
Well, you're being protected, watched over, and guided during the major life changes that are ahead, as in the move is the first one, and then the new love. They're also saying that you have an important life purpose involving communication, and that you are quite an artistic person also.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Oh, yes, very much. I love the arts and creativity and just, I'm very drawn to that.
Beautiful. And they're saying, don't let any of your insecurities hold you back in life. The angels are helping you to blossom fully and to step into who you are, into your true self, all of who you are. They're saying the timing is right for any new venture that you want to start, like your move, and perhaps you're going to do something new in Tennessee or something, or you're going to do your something artistic, or I'm not sure what, but you're going to be doing something wonderful in Tennessee that involves communication. And they're saying a happy outcome will follow all of your positive expectations.
Oh,
it doesn't get
any
better than that.
Awesome.
And love is definitely there. So I'm going to turn it over to the rest of the group.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sweetie. You're going to have fun. I can see you there.
Thank you.
It's going to be fun. All right.
Thank you.
Who wants to go next? Julia?
I can jump in. Ken, are you wanting to go last today?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Lynn. Oh, my
Hi,
goodness.
Hi, Julia.
Hi, Lynn. Goodness, Tony's right, and I'm sure everyone who's listening can really feel your energy. It feels really great. And the first thing that was coming up from Spirit for you is something about, they were saying in your 40s, I feel like you haven't aged since your 40s. It's almost like, you know, like the last 20 years is like, of course, you've gone through a lot, but I feel like that, you know, you still feel like you're 20 years younger, right?
It does. It's amazing. It is. It's kind of like, wow, what's going on? Yeah.
And the reason why you've been so attracted to horses is because your psychic insight is really opening. And horses are going to help you with that. And they also help with communication, which is something that Tony mentioned about something that you're going to be doing in the future. And with this, they're also saying that the psychic insight is all about trusting your intuition. And they're saying to trust how you are feeling in this current romantic situation with the Tennessee man,
okay.
And then the other thing that they're saying, kind of on the opposite end of the spectrum, is something about your power. I feel like your solar plexus, like your empowerment, was either clouded by someone else, or someone was either very manipulative, or
in the past, exactly,
okay.
Yes.
So they're just saying now to know that all this work that you have done in the last year is bringing you to a new place of empowerment. So remember that they're actually giving me orange and yellow, so I kind of feel like your sacral and your solar plexus is both of those chakras. Orange and yellow would be really good for you to work with those colors. But just know that Archangel Michael is coming through as well for you and really wants you to fall upon him. If you have been.
Yes,
then,
I do.
Yes.
Every night. Yes.
Fantastic. Keep doing that because he's helping you along this path. And then the other thing that they said before you even mentioned your daughter, I wrote down something about a daughter and 14 years old. I don't know if she's older or younger than that, but there's some kind of significance around 14 years old, and I don't know if she's going through a tough time.
Well, she's 33 now, and I know you're talking, when she was 14, she had so much insight, and she was just very advanced, and she's the one.
She's the one that. Okay, so that started to peak around 14.
Around 14, yes.
Were you going through a tough time then?
about that?
Yes,
time?
I was. Extremely,
okay.
Yeah. Very, yeah. Very, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Wow,
yeah.
What a little answer,
yeah.
There. So she's very tuned in and tapped in. And that was also spirit flowing through her to help you and your family heal those wounds so you don't take those patterns forward, you know, to her kids,
yeah.
Your grandkids,
yeah.
And great grandkids.
Yeah.
So your whole family, they're showing me, is has been doing a lot of work and a lot of healing, these old kind of outdated family wounds and patterns.
Exactly.
That no longer need to be carried forward. But, I mean, honestly, I feel great, Lynn. I feel really good with what's coming up for you. I feel like you just keep doing it. Keep working on your psychic insight. The horses are going to help you with that. And keep tuning into Archangel Michael. And you're great. You're going to do fantastic.
Thank you so much, Julia. Blessing.
You're welcome, Lynn. God bless. And I'll turn it over to Kai.
Thank you.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi. Hi, Ken.
The song that was playing was Smokestack Lightning by the Yardbirds, which is an old song, and it's their version of an even older song by Howlin' Wolf. I don't know if you know the song, and it's okay. If you
I'm
don't.
Sorry? What's the name of it?
Smokestack Lightning.
Okay, Smokestack, okay.
And this means a couple things to me. I get this feeling of kicking the dust off your shoes, that's
okay.
California, closing that chapter. And it's not that this was bad. It's just that it's time for the next.
Yes.
Which is Tennessee. And I feel like, are you comfortable making the first move?
With the fella? With the guy?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, you know, I'm comfortable, and that's always kind of been how, you know, because I like a man who's kind of not so bold and not so out there and not so, I kind of like a quieter type of a man, so I am comfortable. I'm
okay.
Comfortable making the move, yes, I don't mind. Yeah.
This song is both about saying goodbye and saying hello. There's a part of it, never see you, no more, fare you well, goodbye, that kind of thing. And then there's stop your train, let me go for a ride with you. And I think that I think that you're going to meet somebody. I feel like you're going to meet someone, but you're going to need to initiate.
Okay, no problem.
Okay.
I don't mind that at all. I'm just, that sounds good. Okay.
Thank you for that. You're very welcome. I get such a good feeling for you in Tennessee. I think this is going to be an exciting new chapter for you.
Oh, I do too. Thank you all so much. You're such blessings.
It's a pleasure.
I appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you so much.
Lynn. Thank you.
We
love
Lynn.
You, Lynn.
Thank
you. And check back in with us. Tell us how it's going in Tennessee.
I will.
Good.
Thank you.
Good.
Have a great weekend. Thank you. Bye bye.
Sweetie.
Bye bye. Bye bye. 347-838-9903 is the number. Hi. Whoops. There we go. Hi. Thanks for hanging on. What's your first name? Hi, if you're calling from area code 857, this is you.
It sounds like there's someone's trying to talk.
Or they're listening to something in the background. I feel like this is our old friend Gwen. Gwen, are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, she's going to be so sorry.
Yeah. Maybe if we all yell really loud, she'll hear us.
You. Hallelujah.
Oh, well.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I'm sure that she will call back. 347-83. Oh. Are you guys still there?
Yeah.
We're still here.
Julia,
uh-oh.
You still there?
What happened?
Okay. All the phones just went. 347-838-9903 is the number if you were hanging on. I am so sorry. I didn't do that. This happened the other day on another show. So I feel like maybe Blog Talk is working on building a better tomorrow. And it's tearing down today.
Dropping our calls today.
Throw a shoe at it.
347-838-9903 is the number. My apologies if you were hanging on. Please try and get back in, and we will, and we'll talk to you. We really will. I promise.
In the meantime, what are we going to do?
So, what do kids in school do for Valentine's Day now? I'm sure that both Tony and Ken, you remember, we made shoe boxes.
Yeah.
And we did, we decorated shoe boxes, and we would put a little slit in the top of the shoe box. And all of our friends would have their little Valentines, and they would write, you know, Happy Valentine's Day, and put their little Valentines in your shoe box. And we would get to open them up and read them at school and really relish in that pure love and that pure joy. And, of course, eat a lot of candy. And be on a sugar rush for the rest of the day.
That's right. What they're doing in Texas, in Missouri City, Texas, where I am a part-time nanny, everyone has to give, how should I put it? You're told how many kids are in the class, basically, and you have to have a Valentine for each person. And it's very impersonal. You're not really allowed to write on the Valentines except to sign your name.
Okay.
And then you put them in their boxes. And so everybody gets the same number of Valentines, and it doesn't say it's to you, and they just sign them. And the kids think that's kind of weird, too. But it's very
fair. Do they decorate their
boxes?
Are they still like little old boxes?
I don't know if they do because I don't really see the boxes. I don't even know if they have boxes. They may or may not because I haven't seen any come home. Truly.
Yeah,
but
they
do decorate
cell phones
boxes.
Now in pre-K and kindergarten. They send a Valentine's text message.
They probably do. But they also all come home with the same amount of Valentines. And I don't know. It's just what they do. And then they get a little party in school. So they're more excited about that.
Right.
And then
the cookies.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then some people do extra. And it's kind of an affluent area, so that their mothers are kind of in competition for what they're going to do. They give little gifts out and little flowers for everyone. One boy gave roses to everyone, all the girls, and something else to all. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous. I mean, but they do. They come home with all. Yeah, they come home with all kinds of stuff.
Hey, somebody got through. Let's grab this call real quick before Blog Talk gets rid of it. Hi, thanks for hanging on. What's your first name? Well, I thought
Hello?
We had a call.
Hello?
Hi, my name is Loeli.
Laura Lee, did you say?
Noeli, with a no in the beginning.
Oh. Okay.
No,
I thought you were saying no. I thought you were saying no to Tony. That it's no, it's not that. It's Ellie. Noeli. Okay.
Yeah,
hi, Noeli. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Los Angeles.
And how can we help you tonight?
Are you guys doing readings?
Yes, we are.
Oh. Okay. Well, my question would be regarding a past relationship. And if I could get some insight on that, and if you guys see us reuniting, or at least me getting closure.
Okay. Do you want to go first this time, Julia?
I can go. I would love to go first again. And Noeli, please excuse my interruption here for your reading, but I did want to say that I totally forgot at the top of the show to thank all of our callers from last week. We had Julia in Florida, we had Lisa in Connecticut, and we had Maddie in the chat room. So thank you very much. We love you. I apologize. This slipped my mind.
I'm so full of gratitude. I guess I, you know, sometimes things fall through the cracks. Okay, back to you, Noelle. I'm very sorry about that. So the biggest thing that's coming through from Spirit for you is that I feel like you have some really tough decisions to make. There's a big choice coming through, and they're saying that this also calls for some patience. Now, I got all of that before you actually asked your question. This is what Spirit was coming in with before you got on the line. And now what they're telling me here is that they really want you to make sure that you are standing strong and you're focusing on your purpose and speaking your truth, because I feel like what's happening is that there's some change coming up for you. So regarding this situation and this relationship, I feel like it's time for a change. So that leads me to believe that you will get the closure, but I do feel like it is time to move on in this relationship. So that can be tough. It can take this additional patience that you're going to need in the relationship to navigate it and get through everything. But I feel like it's just, it's served its purpose, unfortunately. Fortunately and unfortunately. It's fortunate because you both learned so much and you both have grown so much. Yet it's unfortunate, you know, when we have to say goodbye to something that we feel so comfortable with. It's going to take some time to heal and some patience with it. But I do see this as being something that is time to go. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Well, do you have any further questions for me or any more clarification?
No, that would be all.
Okay, great. And now we also have Tony and Ken that can provide a reading for you as well. Okay, Noelle?
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
you
you're welcome.
Next,
Tony or Ken?
Do you want to go next, Ken, or do you want me to?
No, go ahead, Tony.
Okay. I have, honey, for you, that the other man, he deceived you in some way? You felt that there was a deception in that relationship with him? You don't have all the information?
Yes.
Right. Were you were not married to him, or were you?
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good news because you got the wedding card, so that means the wedding is coming. You also have the engagement card, and you have that your soulmate is also on his way. And I do not think it was the last man because the deception card came right up for him. They're saying that this next man could be the right one, and you may already have met him, but you just aren't thinking about him yet because you're still caught up in the sadness of this past relationship. But yeah, they're saying this is your period of learning and recovery, and that you've kind of been keeping to yourself and working through some of this. But they want you to please stay optimistic because that positive thinking and faith is going to bring in your soulmate, and they want you to actively call him in. Put together some prayers, visualizations, affirmations, and put them out there and believe he's coming. It's really going to work beautifully. I mean, I've rarely, if ever, have had anybody get an engagement and wedding card right out of the deck, which to me says have hope because this is coming for you. And I don't even think you need to worry about closure with the other man. I think I would just take it for what it is or was and kind of think in a way, I believe you dodged a bullet, not a literal bullet, but you know what I mean. I think that you're well rid of that person. That sounds kind of harsh, but this is what I'm getting, that it's actually a good thing that he's not around anymore.
Yeah, I also feel unsafe. Like you're talking, Spirit, and saying that you're feeling unsafe, like you were on guard, in a sense, if that makes sense.
Were you, honey? Mm-hmm. Were you on guard? Or treading lightly with him?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. Well, then just be really glad that part is over.
What is your birthday, if I might ask? At least, you know, the first part of it, the month and the date and the month you were born. Picking up a Pisces feeling about you.
Noelle, are you still there?
Yes, I'm
Hello?
Here.
Okay.
When is your birthday, honey?
It's October 2nd.
October 2nd?
Yes.
Okay. You're a Libra. Was he a Pisces? If he was not a Pisces, then maybe the new man is a Pisces, which is a deeper thinker, a much more sensitive person. Go right ahead.
He's born in January 8th.
Oh, he was a Capricorn. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the new man is going to be more sensitive than the other
mm-hmm.
gentleman. And he's going to be more even-tempered, kind of less volatile.
Mm-hmm.
So that's who is coming for you. And I hope that gives you happiness and hope.
Yes,
because the best of your life is ahead of you, honey. And just keep making the wedding card, the engagement card, and the soulmate card. Nothing could be better than that. Okay?
Okay.
And then I'm
mm-hmm.
going to turn it over to Ken. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie.
Hello. Hi, Noelle.
Hi.
The song that was playing when I picked up the call was Queen, We Will Rock You, We Are the Champions. And I feel like... to focus on you, to do things that make you happy. And do you have like a circle of friends that you could go out and do things with? Karaoke, appetizers, some silliness,
yes.
Something like that. Okay. I think this is a time to do that kind of thing, to focus on you and enjoy yourself. And I had talked about this earlier in the show, and I feel like this is the kind of thing that will let you shine. It'll make you feel good because you're out with people you like and you're having fun, and it sends that kind of energy out, and the right person is going to see that, and you're going to attract them to you. But I think that this is a time to enjoy yourself, and I think if you let yourself do that, I think you're going to be really happy. It's we will rock you. We are the champions. There's a we in that. So doing that with your friends, people that you're close to, people that you care about who care about you, I think it's a great energy for you to tap into and let that be your focus. Let you be your focus so that you can heal whatever you need to heal, and you can just enjoy your life and be happy. And I think that will send out the right energy to whoever is going to be coming for you, coming to you. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have any other questions for us?
No, that was the only question I had.
Okay.
Noelle, I would just like to add,
yes.
Please, because Spirit is coming through right now, and they're showing me that blue is really good for you moving forward. So if you have any blue crystals, you could do calcite. It could be lapis. Lapis is really good for you. But anything with according to the throat chakra, I just see a lot of blue around you, wearing blue. But just try to tap into that because I think that's going to help you move a little bit easier through this relationship and to navigate it with some peace and love that it needs right now. Does that make sense?
I'll do that. Yes.
Okay, Noelle. Well, thank you so much for calling. We love you. God bless. And I hope you call us back and give us an update.
Okay, thank you very much.
Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling us.
Bye.
347-838-9903 is our number. Hi, thanks for hanging on. What's your first name?
It's Dee Dee.
Hi, Dee
Dee.
Where are you calling from?
Hi, Dee Dee. Denver.
Denver.
How can we help you tonight?
Very cool.
Oh, I just wanted to see if I can get some insight on my love life.
Aha. Okay, Dee Dee. You currently in a relationship?
It's been kind of shaky.
Shaky, yeah. Or is there something going on in the job area with the demand?
Repeat the question, I'm sorry.
Is there something going on in the job area, like maybe he's not happy in his work, your partner?
No, he's not. He doesn't work. Well, yeah, I would say so, because he doesn't work. He is disabled, but he's wishing, I would say maybe he wished that he could work, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm getting, definitely. Okay. I think that might be part of, you know, the root cause of the shakiness is what I'm being told. That it's his, he's dissatisfied with himself. And he doesn't know how to express that, or how to deal with that, or how to deal with that. And it may come out in just not being very nice to you, or in withdrawing. He's actually very lucky to have you in his life, very much so. They're a very caring person. Very nurturing.
Yes, I am.
Very nurturing, yep. And you truly care about the people that are in your life, and you're very loyal.
Yes.
Yeah. So he better straighten up. He really better. He better realize what he's got. That's what I think. But I really don't know how you fix something like that, except through, he doesn't seem like he would be the type to want to go to therapy.
No.
How about praying for him and asking the angels, his own angels, to try to give him clarity and try to boost him up and try to help him find something that he could enjoy doing, even though he is disabled and can't work in a conventional sense? There's probably something he can do that would be interesting, worthwhile, and help him. Or even to join maybe some meetups and make some friends, because he's probably isolated a bit. Does he have friends?
No. Yes, and he does get out and about.
Oh, he does.
Oh,
good. Okay.
Yes. He's disabled, but he's not homebound.
Not that disabled. Yeah,
he's
I can
homebound.
See that.
No. No, he's still able to, you know, get out and about and drive, you know, and, you know, you know, live a good, you know, daily life, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But he's just kind of angry. Is it angry? I feel angry. He's angry. Is he angry about being disabled, or about maybe is he getting the right compensation?
I would say yes.
Yeah, but he can feel angry.
And then if he is angry, then it's probably because of choices. You know what I mean? Choices.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And there's repercussions behind choices.
Down to that. Yeah, his life choices. But he doesn't want it. He can't seem to take that responsibility, I'm getting.
Exactly. And that's the way that's the way I kind of feel too, you know.
Yeah.
It's just choices, you know.
Yep.
Trying to do better, you know, but sometimes that karma just come back and get you.
Yeah.
You know?
I understand. I really do. Is this the best choice for you? You get a choice too. So maybe you should look inwardly for that, because you have so much to offer. I just want you to be happy.
Yes.
I've got the card for you from the romance deck, strangely enough, is free yourself. Take control of your life. Take it back. And make sure that you're all right and that you're getting what you need, too. And it says your love life is also affected by children. Do you have children?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, and they probably aren't big fans of this man. I don't know. Not if you're not happy.
Then they wouldn't be happy either, right?
Right. That's what I'm getting. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Well, your children are very concerned for you, and they love you very much, and you have everything with that. You have a really good family, nice family. You're blessed.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
Yes. I don't really know how much more you can help him because I see you being very reasonable and calm and trying to point things out to him. Like maybe some of the companions and maybe some of the, like he may be keeping long hours or, you know, stuff like that. Maybe having a little too much fun sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
Yeah. I don't want to get specific, but he doesn't seem to understand and doesn't want to hear it from you. Correct? Yeah.
Correct.
Okay. Well, just think about yourself and what you owe yourself, and think long and hard about this. You might even give him some a time period of straightening or working on these things. And then maybe it's time for you to look elsewhere. I mean, that's up to you. But you get a choice, too. I just want you to remember that, Dee Dee, because you're a great lady. I can feel it. And I send you much love, and I'm going to turn it back over to the others now.
Thank you.
All right, honey. You just have so much to give.
Thank you.
Welcome. Who wants to go next?
Ken, would you like to jump in, or would you like to go last again?
I don't care if you're ready. You can go ahead.
Okay, I'm gonna go. Dee Dee, hello from Denver.
Hi.
Or from Austin to Denver, I should say.
Thank you.
I was getting something pretty similar to what Tony was getting, as far as it's all about shifting the focus and the attention from him back to you, because I'm getting a strong sense from spirit that they really want you to rest and rejuvenate. And a lot of this takes place in nature. So if there's any way you're able to, whether it's cold, whether it's warm, but just get out there and connect with the snow, with the trees or the grass, bushes, the birds, the squirrels, the ducks. But they really want you to open this up, because I feel like that there's a whole other level that's coming in for you right now. They're showing me that they want you to meditate. If you don't, do you meditate, Dee Dee?
Yes, I do.
Fantastic. Well, they're saying that they would like you to amplify that. Maybe if it's working for you now, then try to see if you can carve out other areas of your day where you can actually meditate, because Isis is coming in for you. Now, Isis is a very powerful goddess, Egyptian goddess. I went to Egypt in December, and Isis at the Temple of Philae was this most amazing experience for me. And I think the reason why Isis is coming in for you is because I feel like your foundation is a little, it's a little shaky. And I feel like it's a little shaky with him because of his current situation. But what you can do and what they're asking you to do is really to tune into that divine manifesting magical ability that you have to create miracles, and really talk to Isis. Keep connecting with nature. Keep meditating. Because they're also saying what's happening with him is that this is his journey, and he's being redirected, is what they're saying. They said specifically redirected. So whatever path he was on, this is something for him where he wasn't getting it, or they were trying to get him to do something else. They were trying to get him to look at things differently, to think about things differently. Perhaps even as I'm talking, they're telling me that maybe he lost sight of the really important things in life, which is friends, family, love, and sharing the experiences and connecting with one another. And I don't know if maybe there was just a sense of go, 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 or do, 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 that he forgot how to be. But the reason why you're coming through, or the reason why you called in, is what they're telling me is because you are going to set an example of
being, and this is the meditation, this is the nature, this is connecting to Isis, this is being able to be secure in a peaceful place of who you are and to trust your higher power, God, Allah, Buddha, Krishna, whoever that is for you, the universe. But once you're able to do that, then he will see how brightly you're shining, and he is going to want to do that as well for himself. So that's the best thing that you can do for your situation together. So I hope that makes sense.
Yes, it does.
Very good. Beautiful. Well, keep doing that. And the other thing that I would just say is, if you do have crystals, or if you can get a grounding, they really want you to make sure you're grounded. Hugging a tree, red jasper, black tourmaline, hematite are all really great crystals for you to have to stay grounded. So you're not so busy doing, and you come back to just being and resting when you need to. Okay, Dee Dee?
Okay, thank you.
Now, one more, you're welcome. One more thing that they're saying. Do you have a child that is in school or is struggling with school right now?
Yes.
Okay. Is it struggling with peers or grades? Because they showed me grades first.
Grades.
It's grades, yeah. Okay. Have you thought about getting, I almost feel like there's a, is it maybe a, do they have tutors at the school?
Yes. Yes, they do, it's more of him and his effort. Like, he get lazy with things.
Oh, okay.
So that's my issue, is he get lazy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, part of that, let me tell you, is because it's almost like he's so beyond it, like I'm above this type of deal. Like it's like if he really wanted to, he could. He's like super, super intelligent and smart. So I don't know if you know that or not, but
I believe so.
For some reason, he's holding on to this kind of like, this is silly. So I'm going to exercise my right, like my teachers tell me what to do, my parents tell me what to do, or my mom tells me what to do, my grandparents, you know, like this is him being able to like voice himself and really just make a stand and be like, forget it. This is one thing where I'm not budging on and I'm going to stay strong. And, you know, so it's really cute, really. But maybe it's just having a conversation and saying, listen, I know you can do this. I know that it's silly, yet unfortunately in the society we live in, you know, we're required to get good grades, to move on. Otherwise, you don't want to stay here forever, do you? I hope not. And he'll definitely say no. So you just kind of have to do what's necessary in order for, you know, him to move forward for this particular class or these couple classes or whatever it is. I'm just out of curiosity, is there one class in particular or is it a couple?
A few.
It's a few. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's it. And it's just like, I feel like too, like it's so like creative too. Like they're showing me this amazing imagination where it's like all of these amazing ideas. And it's almost like he already wants to go off and do all of these creative ideas, so that's also distracting him. You know, it's like, but I want to be here.
Yeah.
I want to be doing this. I have an idea for this, and I could be doing that. So he's just like this genius mind. Congratulations.
Yes.
Because that's amazing. Yeah, it's really.
Yes, he is.
Really, really, really bright. Okay, Dee Dee, I'm sorry. I'm going on, and we only have a few more minutes left in the show, and Ken still has a reading for you, too. But please call us back and let us know how it goes. Love you, my friend, and God bless. And over to you, Ken.
Love you, too. Thank you very much. Blessings to you as well.
Hi, Dee Dee. Real quickly about your genius son, Julia's saying congratulations, and I feel like I should say my condolences. My daughter was too smart for her own good and did the same kind of she was lazy because she didn't see the point What is the point? I get it. I don't need to do the homework. I get it. I understand it. I don't need, this is dumb. This doesn't matter. I know what I want to do with my life, and this doesn't matter. And, you know, you can ground them. You can do all kinds of restrictions, take away computers, whatever. It's just tough. They ultimately have to, he's got to make the decision. I mean, you can explain to him, you know, this is how the world works, and you got to, sometimes you just have to do things you don't want to do. And it's not forever, but it's right now, and you just need to do it. But anyway, I feel your pain because I've been there. The reason that you called, as far as your relationship goes, just like with your son, you can't make somebody, you can't make him be happy. You can't make him choose to be happy, choose to be optimistic, choose to do anything. All you can do is take care of you. And I'm not saying, the song that came up for you was Steppin' Out by Joe Jackson. And I'm not saying that this means to move on, but this means to make sure that you do the things that you need to do for you so that you're happy. And, you know, if you want him as a part of your life, make sure he knows he's welcome to join you and be a part of your life. But he has to make that decision, and you shouldn't have to mark time and wait while your life passes by hoping that he finally does. So you should plan to do some things. Doesn't have to be extravagant, doesn't have to take a lot of time, cost a lot of money, just some things for you to remind you that you matter. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Make a whole lot of sense.
Okay, good. Okay. I didn't want to say it too fast, but Blog Talk Radio will cut us off whether we're ready or not, so I wanted to make sure I got it all out. Well, thank you so much for calling. Best of luck with your genius. I hope you can rein him in and help him, but hang in there, and thank you so much for calling. Hope you have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Thank you very much, and blessings to all of you all.
Thank
blessings.
You so much.
God bless. Thank you.
Bye-bye. We are just about out of time. Julia, can you cut cords for us, please?
Yeah, sorry about that, Ken. I get so excited. So okay. My clients know, anybody who like ask for a reading, I usually go over because Spirit has so much to say and I get so excited. Anyway, okay, let's cut cords. So Archangel Michael, please come in now and cut the cords of any energy that we have attached to anyone or anyone has attached to us. And just imagine this blue flame, this sword moving around you head to toe from right to left all around you, cutting those cords. Thank you, Archangel Michael, and we call forth Archangel Metatron to come forth now and fill us up with the diamond white light of the Holy Spirit, connecting us to our I Am Christ consciousness, filling us up with love and light and joy and peace, happiness, hope, freedom, harmony, and tranquility, and more love and more peace, and a little bit more love, and we'll sprinkle in more love. And turn the corners of your mouth up towards the top of your ears. Yes, it's a smile. Thank you, Archangel Metatron. And so it is. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, everybody, for listening and for calling in. Apologies to those that got hung up on. I promise you that was not me. It was Blog Talk Radio. I hope you'll call back. We'll be back 2 weeks from tonight, the same time. In the meantime, thanks for listening. Tony and Julia, thank you for being here as always. And have a wonderful Valentine's Day. We love you.
Love you. Happy Valentine's Day. God bless.
Ha 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 ha!